Leaders love progress. And I have a little quote there, a few lines down from Leadership Challenge. It says this, if you can find this. It says, the unique role, see that in your notes? The unique role of the leader is to take us on journeys to places we have never been before. The challenge, of course, is we're taking people on journeys to places we've never been before either. But that's the unique challenge of leadership. And because of that, because that's in you and because of that's in me, we just love progress. I love forward motion, and you love forward motion. Number two, leaders hate the status quo. Isn't that true? I mean, you don't lay in bed at night dreaming about how things are. It's never happened. You lay in bed at night, and you, when you're alone, you dream about how things could be and how things should be. But none of us love to dream about just how things are. We can't stand the status quo. There's something about it that just makes us nervous. Number three, nothing strikes terror in our hearts more than the prospects of being stuck. And I don't want to be stuck anymore. And nothing scares me as a leader, and I know nothing scares you as a leader more than being in an environment, being in an environment of relationships, being in an environment of circumstances and environments where you feel stuck. Because if you're a leader, you'll die there. You'll become cynical. You'll become critical. You'll channel the leadership gifts that God has given you in unhealthy directions. Because leaders were gifted to move forward and to make progress. And when we are in environments where we can't go forward, something on the inside of us begins to rot. Leadership begins with challenging the status quo. Leadership begins with challenging the process. Now, here's the good news, and you know this. The good news is this is something that you do instinctively. This is not something somebody has to remind you to do. In fact, if you're here today and you feel like, gee, I'm glad he said that because I never thought about that, then you might be at the wrong conference. Because as I get around leaders, and I have the most incredible staff in the world. In fact, you're today and tomorrow, you're seeing the benefits of the kind of staff that I work with. I have a very young staff, and they're leaders. And I've never once had to say, now, does anybody have a new idea? Ted, can anybody think of a way to do something better around here? That's just how leaders think. It is intuitive to you. You are driven and gifted and geared to challenge the process. Roman numeral one, let's talk about that. As a leader, there's something in you that leans toward evaluating and critiquing everything you bump into organizationally. Isn't that true? Illustrations, A. Number one, communicators. If you're here today and you're a preacher, pastor, communicator, you're not simply listening to me. You're listening at me. Aren't you? You're going, that's a pretty good introduction. Now, did you notice the way, and your wife looks at you like, shh, just listen. You're going, no, but did you notice? And the conclusion was kind of weak. And she's going, did you learn anything? Well, I don't know, but I was watching the communication style. You can't help that. That God put that in you. Number two, second illustration. Administrators, you're not simply attending this conference. You're critiquing the conference. Aren't you? I mean, you're enjoying it. There's part of your brain that's taking notes and learning. There's another part that's going, now, when we went to the leadership summit, you know, man, that was a conference. Right? When the team went to Saddleback, and they had a da-da-da-da, the North Point thing and the Catalyst thing, da-da-da. Or, boy, I really like the Catalyst because the other one, you're constantly critiquing. In fact, some of you want to do church growth conferences, and you're not here just to learn. You're here to learn about how to do what you do better in terms of other conferences. It's just in you to do that. At the end of this conference, you'll learn a few things, but some of you will just critique it to death. And that's not because you have a problem. God wired you that way. You are wired to challenge the process. Number three, church planners. You're not simply in the building. You're evaluating the building, right? You walk through the doors. You said, where's the such and such? And why is this here? Notice how they did that. Notice how they did this. In fact, some of you couldn't even pay attention the whole first session going, what is that ceiling made out of? I have no idea. What is that stuff? Well, I think it's foam. I don't know if it's black. I wonder if they painted it. Who can I talk to about what's it? See, you're... But let me just encourage you. You're not sick. You're not demented. God made you that way. You can't help it. And surely at times you drive the people around you crazy, but I hope if anything else at the end of this session, you'll be free to allow that thing in you that God put in you to challenge the process, to just set it free. Let it go. And let God use that to lead you to places you've never been and to take a whole lot of folks with you. It is intuitive to leaders. mentally, if not verbally, mentally, the challenge, the process.